97.7 The River. It's Beer 30 with the Danny Wright Show.
It's Beer 30 time. Brad and Ben from Sports Meets Beer, which is a podcast you can listen to on Google Play and iTunes. They're
subscribe,
in the house.
Please.
Subscribe. Click the subscribe button. Is that something you do? Click the subscribe button.
Yeah, subscribe. Okay. It'd be great. Maybe even a review.
Ooh, a review.
That'd be awesome.
Okay. All right.
I mean, my kids have to go to college, even junior college at this point, so it'd be nice.
All right.
Sock something away for them.
Nice. Okay. So review, subscribe, listen. Listen is the last thing you need to do. Make sure you do the other two things.
Yeah, subscribe and review first.
Yeah, that's more important
before
than
before you even listen to it. Just tell you what you think it's going to be
right.
like.
Yeah.
Then go with it.
I like it. we have a beer here from Old Kaz, which is a brewery in Rohnert Park. They're newish. New. They're still new. We had their one-way IPA on a while back, which we liked.
Mm-hmm.
And Brad was pleasantly surprised.
I was.
Yeah.
I wouldn't know because I was out working.
Right. You were not here for that day.
I love that we're surprised that I'm pleasantly surprised considering how some of the reviews in the past have gone.
You are kind of a jerk.
You're, I think you're, yeah, you have a certain standard.
Listen.
Ladies and gentlemen, here on the 97.7 The River Airwaves, you have just learned that every time I leave and I haven't just completely pooped on some brewery, Danny has a huge sigh of relief.
No.
I want you. We are journalists. I've told you that before. There's integrity here.
Right.
So this one is their Free Craig's Tropical Hazy IPA. There's a lot of words there.
Craig.
And Free Craig's, you know, a lot of what they built the brewery on was free stuff from Craigslist.
Right.
Which
right.
is kind of cool. So that's where that comes from.
You know, obviously, when we talk about a hazy IPA, I mean, that's obviously visually you could tell how just by the luminescence in the glass. And also, you'll be able to taste it with mouthfeel. So the first two things, I already have an idea what this is going to be like.
Mm-hmm. It looks like an apricot nectar.
Kern's nectar is probably the best description of any hazy beer because mm-hmm. it has that nice light color, but it definitely has that, you know, it just has that thick viscosity look to it.
Yeah.
So that being said, I mean, the aroma on this thing, you know, it's you do get those really muted citrus. So you can – the citrus is there, but that this is – and one of the reasons why I haven't met a hazy I love is that it's a lot of times the flavor profile – it's really muddled and muted. And that's just part because it's just one of those things where, you know, as we were talking before we hit the mics, as they say, you know, beer breweries have for years have been working hard on filtration. It's one of the most important parts of a brewery. And now you're kind of bypassing that step and you don't get as much sharp, crisp, clean flavors. So it's really interesting how everyone's fallen in love with hazies, you know, currently here. But at the same time, I think that it's a fad. It's going to go away. I mean, let's not remind ourselves that not so long ago there was a root beer, alcoholic root beer on the shelf that they had four or five different flavors
yeah.
of it.
Yeah,
you can't find that anymore either. So,
right.
This smells to me like mandarin orange peel. It's not particularly bright, but it's just sort of that sweet orange citrus nose on it. Almost like when you're at the bar and they flame the orange peel over the cocktail, but you're sitting like two-thirds of the way down. So you think something happened like that, but you're not really sure. That's what this kind of smells like.
It's very, very descriptive.
Very specific.
I'm trying to be as evocative.
Don't you
want to
have like a jerk spin you could add on that? When that guy at the bar does that, I hate it.
give it time. I'll get there.
Yeah, no, I agree. It's got – and that's like the best part of that sentence is that you're two or three seats away, right? So it's the faint – smell of it. There's hints of those things.
Right, that's my thing with hazies in general. It's really to your point. Like, I want more of what that is.
There's a lot of something going on. It's hard to discern what it is.
I can't see through the haze. That's what it is.
Yeah, that is what it is.
carbonation level for as rich as the mouthfeel is, carbonation level in this feels pretty good to me.
Spot on. I mean, it's easy. But, you know, once it hits your palate, you know, it's really it actually isn't quite as thick and viscosity as you would think from looking at it. The flavors are a little bit – they clean up a little bit, but it's tropical flavor. So this is kind of the direction of most newer beers are going to have a little more citrus, a little more tropical. So if you're over that trend, then I wouldn't pick this up. But if someone likes it and it's really, really approachable because it is so – it's just not as sharp. It's a little, you know, a little duller, but it still is a good – I think it's a good beer. I don't love the category, so I have to give it a thumb sideways. But I think what they've accomplished here in a 6.7 42 IBU beer is good. Everything's about local.
Right.
So if you want to support a local brewery and you want to try a hazy because it's a New England style, I think it's good to try these guys out, but I personally wouldn't order again.
Yep.
It's a really delayed bitterness in the finish of this beer.
I was just thinking that. I just got that too.
Like, it's been like a, you know, it's been like a minute or two since I've had a sip of this beer now, and there's a really sort of delayed, like, it's like just sitting on my tongue. It's just a little bit bitterness, mm-hmm. which I think actually lends this a little bit more balance as opposed to just being this juicy, you know, hazy thing. I'm actually surprised and pleased by that, but I'm going to be thumb sideways. I have seen a few hazies that I do like. It's not a style that I typically reach for because I want to have a couple of beers, and it's just so rich. A lot of the times I'm not into it, but this beer, you know, I think they've accomplished what they wanted to accomplish. I think it's good. So I'm going thumb sideways also.
I'm going to go thumbs up because I like some hazies, and this one is one of the ones that I like. So
beautiful.
All right. You can check out this review and others on the website, 977theriver.com. Click on Beer 30 and their podcast, Sports Meets Beer. Google Play and iTunes. Subscribe, rate, listen.
Get on with your day.
All of those things.
All of those things. Brad and Ben from Sports Meets Beer. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having us.
Cheers.